The Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the second chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Egypt. And they remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then it was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He'll be
Dear
called
friends in Christ,
a Nazarene.
Grace and peace to you
this
from God,
the
our Father,
and our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Praise
Christ.
To you.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah, well, a little less peppier than on Tuesday, but still there. That's good. That's good. We still know we're still in that Christmas season. There's a few more days left. I think, what is this? We're on the 5 golden rings now, I think. Is that right? So we got a few more to go. But it's still Christmas time, isn't it? Christmas shine is still around some of here. The lights are still shining bright. You can go down some main streets and see some lights hanging around yet. You go around and there's a couple less carolers around than you thought before. Maybe some bell ringers are still hanging around, but there's still that shine around here somewhere. Everything of this season, the lights, the gifts that were handed under the tree, some might still be there if family's going to be coming later. The shine is still around in some places, but after 5 days, that shine is kind of rubbing off, isn't it? That shine of Christmas is wearing out. Few people on your street, you might have noticed, have powered down the lights for the season. Few trees are starting to find their way to the curb. The gifts that were once waiting are unwrapped. Those annoying countdown signs in stores are gone. All of a sudden, pink is starting to fill the aisles for Valentine's Day, of course. Everything is slowly wearing down. People are starting to leave, go home. Things are returning back to where they were, perhaps on December, we'll say 20th, before Christmas. It's slowly winding down. And yet, amongst, right ahead of us, in just a couple of days, we see that calendar switch over to New Year's 2020. It's coming. Maybe it's the sign of a new year. Maybe there's some joy in there. Maybe there's not. But any way you look at it, today's text might be appropriate for where we are 5 days after Christmas. We went from the Christmas high. We came here together on the 24th. We lit the candles. We sang those really peppy Christmas tunes. The place was full. And then as the days go on, we're reminded of the low. The low that, guess what? The world is still very much around us. There's still a lot happening around us. Sin is still very much here. And maybe for 24 hours there was indeed what seemed like peace on earth. People are smiling. The news was covering happy things, remembering all the good things going on. And as soon as it changes, it's back to normal. Jesus' birth comes with death in this story today. Jesus' birth brings joy. And yet we hear this story that everybody wants to hear 5 days after Christmas, I'm sure. The slaughtering of the innocents. King Herod trying to stop Jesus, trying to stop this king from coming in, and remembering that there is indeed a real world going on outside of that nativity scene. That death and tragedy seem to come with it amongst the excitement. And yet there's still something else, something very much at work besides all of this. We know that Jesus came into this fallen place, this fallen world. We know it's still messy. We don't have to look very far to see that. There were uncertain times at that point in history with the birth of the Savior. What about today? Are we still in some uncertain times? What are things going on around us? All you have to do is turn on the news and you see that there's been some stabbings. Again. There's been some worries about the stock markets crashing. Talk about what's going to happen after the impeachment. We had a day of quiet, I think, from that. And now it's what's going to happen with that. What's going to happen to the country in 2020 with the anxiety of what happens if Trump's reelected? What happens if he's not reelected? Wherever you are, there's anxiety about as 2020 brings in new things, new anxieties, new uncertainty, wondering what is the future going to hold. It reminds us that there is indeed a world around us spinning. And yet, still Christmas sneaks into that uncertainty. It creeps in as we look to that new year. As there's anxiety around us, maybe depression, maybe conflict, maybe sleeplessness, maybe even some joy. Who knows what's going on in your lives today or what you're looking for heading into this new year? In a way, when you look towards the new year, it seems kind of like this morning when you look out and all you see is cloudiness. You don't know what's coming ahead. Is the shine all gone? That shine that came into the world at Christmas. But we're reminded that no matter where we are, no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter how anxious the world seems to be around us, we're not alone. That story, the promises that were spoke on Christmas Eve, in the message and in our songs and in the light, is still true. The light shines through it all. We're not alone. It still breaks in, still breaks through because of a four-letter word, hope. Hope is still present. In this gospel for today, even where it sounds like there's not much hope because of what's happening in the world around this story, there is still hope. Christ still lives. God is still here. God is still there in that place. And God is here too. God is here in our uncertainty. God is here in our anxiousness. God is here in, perhaps if we are excited about the new year, our joy. God is there. And that is powerful good news that didn't end as soon as we stopped singing Silent Night on Christmas Eve. It's still there today. It's not just for Christmas, it's for every day. Christ the Savior is born. He is not here. He is risen. Powerful good news every day of the year. Now on your bulletin, I know there's pens and everything in your pews. Something I want you to do and take with you is write on your bulletin or on the announcement sheet and rip it off this, what I want you to write. Write something you're uncertain about, anxious about, maybe excited about for the coming year. And put it in your pocket when you're done. Put it in there this week. Pull it out as you think about it. Pray about it. And know that God is indeed with you. The shine hasn't rubbed off. It's still very much there. So take a moment. Write something down for this new year as you come looking towards it. And just put it in your pocket and pray about that throughout the week. And that goes for you guys on the radio too. If you have something nearby, write on it. Maybe put it on the fridge if you want to remember it, and that's the easiest place to remember it. Try not to wash it in the washing machine, but remember it. Pray about it. And remember the light of Christ cannot be extinguished. It goes with you into the known, the unknown. There is hope. And that's the promise now and forever for whatever is going on in your life, whatever brings you joy, whatever brings you worry, the light is there. He didn't just come into the world at Bethlehem and stay there. He went beyond Bethlehem and goes with us today and always, wherever we are in life. And that light, the light of Christ, unlike the lights that are run by electricity, will never lose its shine. Thanks be to God for that promise now and forever. Amen.